Everybody, welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And I'm Cry Me a River, Richard Hatch.
Why? Because he's whining that he's not on this season?
Well, I guess he was. I watched something on YouTube. I guess he was set to be on.
Uh-huh.
And then 2 days before, they called him up and said, we got issues. We got problems. He goes, I think you're lying, blah, blah, blah. Basically, you know, all the crap they had last season, did they want him on this season?
Oh, because of the...
The thing with him and Sue.
Oh.
Back where he goes, you know, the producers could tell you to put on clothes anytime they want.
Yes.
So I just think they didn't want to take any chances.
Yeah.
They couldn't have another... I mean, this is going to be something that's, you know, hopefully keeps the show going for another 5 or 6 years. They can't have someone like... I mean, I'd like to see Richard Hatch on it, but, you know.
So who did they replace him with?
I don't know. He said Tina Weston was all... He mentioned Tina Weston, but never said anything else about Tina Weston.
Interesting.
Because I was shocked she wasn't on it. But.
Right. Anyway, yeah, let's get into this here. Since hello, everybody. We're back. There's a lot of noise going on over there. What's up, everybody? We are here to talk about and give our cast assessment preview show for Survivor Season 40, Winners at War. Woo!
It's finally happened.
Yeah. I have to point out that Jay has been playing chess over the last month. He's been learning and playing all these games on his phone as well. He is preparing for whenever he plays Survivor.
I don't know about that. But...
I would totally play Survivor, but
you know,
I say that every year.
I will say after last season, I was done with Survivor. I still may be done with Survivor, but I'm at least here for one more season because you can't not watch, you know, the best of the best. And I think Michelle's also there. Play against each other. And... yeah, so I am excited for this season. And, you know, the last time I quit Survivor was the first All-Star season of Survivor. So maybe this will be it for me, but I'm excited to see what happens on this.
There are some good players. There's some players I'm like going, there's one player on the list I go, I just don't remember them.
But as with any season of Survivor, Jay, Jack, and Colleen, we like to pick before the first episode kind of our preseason picks. Now, this isn't our winner's pick. We do that after the first episode of the season. No, for this, we go through the entire cast list, and we pick out whether they're going to be pre-merge, merge, or final three. Now, how this factors into the tally game that goes throughout this season, for each thing we get right, you get 1 point. And, you know, it's also a fun time to do some side bets. Sometimes they pan out. Most of the times they don't.
Yeah.
And the one thing you can be assured of during any of these preseason picks or any time we talk about the tally game is that Colleen and Jack will whine and complain.
Oh, yeah.
What?
I make no lies. I will say, though, this is the first time in obviously a long time we know all the players, how they play, except, well, maybe Michelle. We know how their strategy and stuff works.
Oh, the Michelle jokes are going to be so strong.
Oh, I know. I part of me hopes she goes out early just so we don't get all of the Michelle jokes.
Well, here's the thing. What if she wins?
Then she's a two-timer. Is she the queen?
Is she the queen? Will you be willing to say that, Colleen?
Sandra stabs her in the heart before that ever happens.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, there's no way Sandra's letting Michelle take her crown.
Well, that's the thing. Since, what was that, Heroes and Villains, Sandra won, the first two-time winner. Hasn't happened since. And no.
So somebody else is going to be either... Well, okay, there's
either Sandra's going to be three.
20% chance that somebody is going to be the second two-time winner, or the 1 out of 20 chance that somebody's going to be the first three-time winner, which would be kind of crazy, right?
Like, yes, absolutely.
It's kind of exciting. I'm really excited for this season. I'm not gonna lie, as a Survivor fan, like I'm really excited.
Are you excited?
I am so excited.
I'm so excited, all right, and I just can't hide it.
The first episode premieres this Wednesday at 8 o'clock on CBS. Is it only an hour episode? Oh, it's 2 hour. 2 hour premiere.
Yes,
and 2 hour premiere. So that means two people are going to be voted out.
Yeah,
I think so.
And we're having Elena come over and watch it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I forgot she's coming over.
Yeah. So that's exciting.
It's very
we're
exciting.
We're gonna have a super big party with three people watching.
Well, Jack, you are welcome to come watch it with us too if you'd like.
Absolutely welcome to come and do a live in studio show with us if you'd like.
Live in studio.
Yeah, that would be really fun. But I'll pass.
Dang. What?
I gotta get burly the next day.
That's fine. We'll just have we'll have Johnny Fairplay come over.
Yeah, get Johnny Fairplay. Yeah. He'll come over to your house.
No.
He might steal. He might steal something when you're not looking.
Yeah.
Nope.
There's not enough cleaning solution to clean up those.
Nope.
He might push a T-shirt or two.
All right, Jack, Colleen, are you guys ready?
Sure. Oh, let's do it. I'm so
waiting
excited.
My whole life for this.
I'm really excited, guys. Okay, cool.
Wait, Colleen.
That was my Rudy.
Yes, this is going to be great.
That was from Rudy. Sorry.
It's a great reference. We all got it. All right, first up is
Colleen didn't get it.
Natalie Anderson.
I was busy being excited, okay?
One of the twins who got their claim to fame from, Amazing Race. And once her sister was voted out, she
and she was voted out first.
Yep, and she went kind of beast mode, and she was kind of easy to root for. I really liked her season. Pre-merge, or final three, and I'm going to go, let's see, who went first last time?
You.
Colleen went first, so Jack, you are first, based on...
Final three, right off the bat.
Dang, you only get three of those.
That's okay.
Do you only get three of them?
She was someone I couldn't stand them on The Amazing Race. I mean, I liked them, but they were just kind of annoying. Mm-hmm. But she was very likable on Survivor because her sister got kicked to the curb early. So yeah, I think she can go all the way.
Nice.
Well, my pick is next here, and I think it could go. You know, does she follow her sister in getting like a first boot? But I think she may survive the first boot and make it to merge. All right, Colleen.
Okay.
What do you think?
I totally think that Natalie is going to merge. I would love to see Natalie in the final three again. And funny, Jack, that you remember her like from The Amazing Race or whatever, and because I never saw her in The Amazing Race, but like my biggest memory of her, not other than which was okay, first of all, I have bone to pick because they were talking about like big moments, and we never saw anything from in this like Survivor episode zero special show from Natalie, and that kind of really made me mad because she had that great moment when the final was it final four where she or final five or four where she was like, Jacqueline, did you vote for who I told you to vote for? And Jacqueline was like, yes. And then she had been aligned with Missy and Missy's daughter will just show up and totally betrayed them. And it ended up being Jacqueline and Natalie and Missy to the final three. And that was like one of the many big moves, but probably the flashiest move that Natalie made that season. And I can't believe that was left out of the montage of stuff tonight. I just want to get that out there. She also...
Editor's winner pick.
Seriously, though, she was also part of like the... like whole movement of the I'm gonna give up all my rewards for my fellow people or whatever, which I always thought was dumb because it's your reward, so take it. But
she also stood up to John Rocker.
She also stood up. Well, yeah, she did. I forgot about John Rocker being on it. But yeah, so I would love to see Natalie go final three, and I'm hoping that after the first episode, I can put her in my winner's pick. But as of right now, I'm going to say merch. I'm going to play it safe. I'm going to play it safe because you guys know that I always end up having my last, whoever the last two or three people, one or two people of these shows that we do, whoever's listed like last or second to last, generally end up in my final three because I'm very
can I ask a question
when it comes to these guessing games.
Can I ask you a question, Colleen?
No, but sure.
It took you 10 minutes
to
give Natalie a merge.
Yeah. No, I said it up front, but then I went back and I wanted to give credit where credit was due.
Colleen, who cares? There's 20 players and we don't have time for that long. So next up here is Tyson Apostle.
You guys can all shut the F up, but whatever.
I wish you would. I'm describing Natalie. But
that's so mean.
No, it's great.
Whatever.
I love your stories.
It's not stories. It's just there was a woman that didn't get the credit that she was due, and I was giving her some credit, and you wanted to shut me up.
I had no problem with that. I finished a half marathon while you were doing it.
Good. See?
Anyways.
He played like three rounds of chess on his phone while I was talking.
No, I wasn't. Actually, I didn't.
Thank me.
All right. Next up, Tyson Apostle. I'm up first. I don't need some big thing about him. He wasn't shown in this retrospective video all that much. But
he was still shown once.
I think Natalie was shown. I just don't think they really spent any time on her.
Yeah, because they were talking about Jeremy.
Okay. Oh, my God. Here we go. Tyson, I'm going to say pre-merge. He's kind of annoying. He's one of those big personalities that I think will go quick. Colleen.
Okay, so here's my thoughts on Tyson.
Oh, my God.
I agree with you that I think Tyson is probably going to be pre-merge because he's kind of like one of the big personalities, which makes him a big threat. But I can also see Tyson just like, you know, with Coach and Heroes versus Villains or whatever. I could see Tyson being like the person that by all means he's the pre-merge boot and should be like in the pre-merge pre-jury vacation, but ends up getting to randomly be on the jury. I could just see that happening because they like Tyson commentary. He gives good like talking heads, but in that also I will say pre-merge.
Pre-merge.
Look,
all right.
I'm bringing it tonight, okay? I'm sorry if you guys just want to phone it in.
It's not phoning it in. It's just being succinct. That's all. Okay, Jack. Go ahead.
Pre-merge.
Pre-merge. Any reason why?
He's not. I don't think he's likable. I mean, he's good for he's good TV, but I think he rubs people the wrong way. He's also a threat when he gets down further. He's good at challenges, so I think that you know the some of the weaker players might take him out. Plus, the one thing we didn't talk about is we don't know who has a pre-game alliance already.
Yeah,
that's why I think we'll see a lot of tribe swaps right away,
which might tick people off even more. But good call out, Jack. All right, next up, Danny Boatwright. This is a big. Who dis?
Danny Boatwright is from Guatemala, right?
Yes, Survivor Guatemala, yes. Season 11. I did not watch this season, so I don't remember her gameplay at all. But Colleen, you get to pick first.
I think that Danny is going to make the merge, and I believe that on Twitter, Jeff Probst, or wherever, maybe Dalton, Jeff Probst has said that he finds her to be the most dangerous player that he thinks could be his winner pick.
Doesn't he already know who won?
True that. No, because I think they do their EW and their press interviews about who they think. They do it all at once before they start filming.
I will say, Jack, it's your turn.
I'll say final three.
From
what I remember, she was good in the social games, good at the challenges. It's been about 15 years since she's been on it, but her Chiefs just won the Super Bowl, so I think that momentum carries her in. Wow. So I'm saying final three.
Your final three, you've got two of the first three people we're talking about.
I know. It's just the way it worked.
I was going to put Danny final three as well, just because she has been out of it a little while. Maybe people don't remember her gameplay as well, and she was a very strategic player. And I also think she's a threat to win it because she doesn't have, you know, one of those big personalities that's going to put a big target on her back. So I feel like her gameplay has spotlight hasn't been on her in a while, and she's not one of those, you know, queen stays the queen types.
All right.
All right. Next up is Sophie.
I'm being succinct right now.
Georgina Clark, one of my least favorite winners.
Really?
Yeah, I really didn't. I didn't like her.
I think Sophie is very smart.
I know you love Sophie. I'm not a Sophie fan.
Sophie was the very first season I watched from start to finish. Sophie was the winner of.
I know she was your first winner, so it's special. I get it.
That was Cochran's first time, right?
Yeah, that was the one where Coach made it to the ends. Coach, Sophie,
yeah, I was a brand new Survivor viewer that season, so I was actually rooting for Ozzy, because you know that's what you do.
First time. But anyways, Jack, you get to pick.
I think that she'll be I think she makes the merge.
All right.
I just think that she'll kind of fly under the radar, kind of like she did in her season.
Yeah.
There was nothing from Sophie, another woman. And Danny, there was nothing from Danny either. There was nothing from Sophie on this.
There was. She had a moment.
Yeah, that you saw her getting out of the water, but like they didn't talk about.
She
didn't have
a talking head.
She's
not a big personality.
Like,
she's
Danny,
not
really.
Yeah,
she won, but it's like okay, she won, but it's like.
You mean she's the original Michelle?
No,
before Michelle, she
played the game.
True,
but I think Sophie makes the merge.
Okay, I say pre-merge. I think that they're going to see her. She's incredibly intelligent, and I think that all these people playing have enough of a real-life relationship with her to know that she is super intelligent, and she's going to be an early target. That's why I think Kim Spradlin, who I think has one of the very best Survivor games ever. We saw nothing from her, despite the fact that she led five women to first time in the final five, and we saw nothing from her.
I will back up 100% on Kim Spradlin. But again, maybe it's because they're not trying to give a winner's edit kind of thing here. So maybe these are the people that are going to go far in the game.
And those women weren't smart enough to vote her out, even though we all knew.
Yeah, everybody knew Kim was going to
She was
going to
win, but anyway.
Not even a crotch idol clip, like where they're talking about idols, and she's like, I have an idol in my crotch. That was so funny.
It was so
Kim's
funny.
Kim's the best. And her first child was born on my birthday, which happened to be yesterday as of recording this. So,
that's
connections.
Right. You turned 36.
I did.
Happy birthday. Thanks. All right. My pick here is going to be.
It's not about me. It's about Kim's first child, but yeah.
I'm going to say merge.
Wait, who?
For Sophie.
Oh, okay.
Remember we were talking about
Sophie.
So we all have merge, right?
I say pre-merge. I think that they're going to fight.
Colleen is now up. Colleen, you say pre-merge?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you just blank out the fact like 2 minutes ago when I pointed
it
out?
Yeah, but it wasn't your turn. All right. Next up.
I made it my turn, okay?
Apparently. Next up is.
I just want to point out that we've had three women and one man, and we've only seen something from Tyson on this. Continue. I'll stop now.
Actually, Tyson didn't have that much either. It was really, there was 20 people. All right, next up is Jeremy Collins. I won a tally game season by picking him as my winner's pick. Big Jeremy fan.
Yeah, that's right. That
was
awesome.
But that was after you got voted out, right?
No, I think I had him from the beginning.
Was another one where his wife got voted out very early.
Yep.
And then went all the way to the end. Hey, Jay, remember that season when you had the flu and it was awful and we watched it while you were dying?
I remember
that. That was awful.
I remember when. So I could see him winning it all, but everyone knows how good of a player he is. There's just no way they let him hang around too long. So Jeremy, one of my favorite players of all time. I'd probably pick him as my favorite player of all time.
Your favorite player or favorite winner?
Favorite player and winner, I think, of Survivor all time. But I got to go.
More than Wendell? Because you loved you so
much. I love Wendell too.
Wendell winning was the reason why you went back to talk about it the next year.
I did. It's true.
Because we didn't, that season, we didn't podcast. Cause, yeah. Yeah.
Wendell's up there. I
so
think
if
Jer-
Wendell
it's a
wins
Jeremy
this year,
Wendell.
If Wendell wins this year, are you locked in for another year?
Maybe. It's all on Wendell's shoulders now. But I'm going to say. as much as I'd hate to see it, I think pre-merge, I don't think anybody, and they're all smart players, no way they let him hang around too long. Colleen, your thoughts?
I'm inclined to agree with you, but I also feel like I've agreed too much with you guys so far because I'm also writing this down. So for the tally game's sake, I'm going to say merge.
Okay. Jack?
I agree. He's a very smart player. But I think they know that. I think he survives long enough for the merge. But they'd be stupid to take him to the final three. So I say merge.
It's not a chance in hell. He makes.
He's too likable.
Physically, all right. So he might just get lucky enough to be on the winning team.
Could be. You're
physically all right.
Am I physically all right?
Oh, I wasn't talking to you. I'm sorry. I was just speaking.
I really hope that anybody listening to this, if during the premiere night, if you guys could just talk about Jeremy and hashtag physically all right and then at me on Twitter, it'd be a really great affirmation for me. It'd be a good birthday present.
All right. Next up, one of Colleen's favorite players, the queen herself,
yes!
Sandra. You get to pick first here, Colleen.
I'm going to say final three. I don't think she's going to final three, but I really want to put all that positive energy on her because I do love me some Sandra. So let's just do this.
Okay. Final three.
Plus,
Jack,
let's be honest. Otherwise, by the point we get to the final three for me, it's going to be the last three players. So
was she shown in this clip show? Was she shown?
Of
yes.
course she was.
Okay. So can't complain about that.
That's why I was so short.
I say this every time after she won her second time. That she should be the first person voted out. And so I'm saying pre-merge. I mean, it's stupid to let her hang around. So I would vote her out. First chance I had, I would vote her out.
So, Jack, do you want to put any extra wager, any extra tallies on this to say she's the first to go home or no?
No, because I don't know who's – I don't know the tribes. So I don't know.
Okay. All right. Next up –
What did you pick, Jay?
Yeah, what did you pick?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I went first.
I'm going to go pre-merge. I hate to see it because I love Sandra.
She's great TV, right?
She's great TV, but she's...
But again, she's won it twice.
She's
like
a virus.
You
can't get rid of her.
How do you let her hang around?
I was really, like, honestly, I was really touched and kind of cried a little bit when she was voted out during Game Changers.
Yeah.
And they all stood up and, like, did the, like, round of applause, like a standing ovation. I cried.
Well, they'll be able to do it a lot earlier this time.
No.
Well, next
up. It's because it's for gameplay. I would not let her hang around.
I know. There's no way they're letting her make it to the final three. But you could see, like, a distraction going awry somehow. I don't know. Like, somebody uses her as a meat shield.
Plus, I don't think these people want to make her a three-time winner.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was, maybe she makes merge, but I just don't see her going much further. All right, next up is a controversial winner in the eyes of the Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen podcast.
Michelle?
No, Ben Dryburgh.
I think he's a controversial winner for any Survivor fan.
Seemingly, idols were thrown in
the
his
tooth
face.
The Tooth Fairy idol delivered an idol under his pillow one day that we didn't even get to see him find on camera, so there was that.
And then when he lost the final three or final four immunity challenge... they're like, oh, wait, this whole time we're going to let you
build a fire.
But nothing to take away. He seems like a great guy, a veteran, you know, great story. It's just that whole ending still has a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths. But he is here back with all these winners. And Jack, you get to pick first.
Well, I saw the clip of the opening and you know how they throw fruit off the boat and all that stuff.
Yeah.
He jumps in and finds a bag of like 20 idols, so he could probably win it. But I think the people I see him. I like him. He's a good guy. He was my pick from start to finish that year, but I also like Jay. I didn't like how he just kept finding idols. Like Colleen said, the Tooth Fairy left him one. And of course the fire challenge at the end. So I say pre-merge.
All right. Pre-merge call. No, I'm up. I'm going to say, you know, I could see him hanging around a little while because, again, he doesn't have as much name recognition as some of these players here. So maybe that gives him just enough cover to kind of lay low for a little while. So I'm going to say merge. The nice story here for him is maybe he's the winner and he can kind of redeem his controversial win. But Colleen, you're the last pick here.
So I'm also going to say merge, and I think that's because he's somebody that gets along well with others, is respectful, kind of, you know, doesn't make waves or rock the boats. Is because honestly, I really can't remember a whole lot of his like season, and that was because that was the year that like Alex was born, right? And he was screaming during episodes while we were recording. Yeah. Was that then? If not, it was the season.
Alex was pissed about the idol play.
Yeah.
No, but I could see Ben like keeping his head down enough and working hard enough at camp that he just goes under the radar. I could see him making it pretty close to the end. We also saw a lot from Ben tonight, and I'm wondering if that is them showing us who he is for a reason, whether because he goes pretty early on and it's going to factor into, you have to remember who he is. And that's, you know, the challenge, the fire thing. And it's part of like why he gets, you know, voted out. So they want to remind you that, or if he actually goes pretty far and they want you to like remember who he is, just because, you know, he's a more recent winner and we saw more from him tonight than we did from other winners who aren't as recent. So I think he does make it to the merge, and I think he might make it fairly far into it.
All right. Next up is another controversial winner.
Is this Michelle?
The eyes of the Jay, Jack, and Colleen podcast.
You got to just call her hashtag winners edit.
Hashtag winners edit herself, Michelle Fitzgerald, winner of Korong season 32.
Which was a great season.
Ruined by the end.
It was a great season, though.
But
2016, right?
I get to pick first here.
You're gonna say first down, aren't you?
I wish.
I like Michelle
for her to be first out. But you know what I'm gonna put here? We'll put final three.
No, that is
because
that is a pick, my friend.
She is a goat all the way, but I think the dangerous thing here is, does she become the second person to win twice? Oh my god.
Because we just joked that she was Michelle Light, that Sandra was Michelle Light.
So here's the thing.
She was Sandra Light, sorry.
Here's the thing. This may be my last season of podcasting and watching Survivor, so if Michelle wins, that'll be a sign. It's like, all right, I'm out. I'm gone. But anyway.
So you're saying that you will quit if Michelle wins, but possibly stay on longer if Wendell wins and everybody else in between is a coin toss?
Could be. Just depends. Depends, Survivor. It's your last chance for me. Like, I matter. I don't. All right.
No, it's your last. You were very frustrated by, I mean, you know, very frustrated by things that happened last season. So I get it. There's a lot of people in the community that are you right now, Jay.
Colleen. What's your pick here? Your girl, Michelle.
I think she probably makes the merge. She's low-key. I can see people just keeping her around maybe as a goat to take to the end or whatnot, but I don't see her. I think the big names are going out first, so I don't. Yeah, I say merge.
All right, Jack, what are you saying?
I'm like Jay. I think she's final three because they got to be looking at her. She's a follower. She's not a leader. She was a follower in her season. She just clumped on, you know, to anybody that was, you know, whatever the group was doing. And she got the perfect storm. She got a bitter jury and she won. So I think that these players, if they watch that season, are like going, nah, she's no threat. And like I said, she could end up winning and be the two-time winner. But I say final three.
All right.
That's your third final three.
I know.
Wow.
So you are out. I have one left. All right, next up, again, a top five Survivor player for me, Wendell Holland. Colleen, you get to pick first.
I think Wendell's going. I kind of think Wendell could be final three again, but I also
you think he makes it to final three?
But I could see him going to Final Three because but I also recognize the same arguments that have been made for like Sandra and Jeremy and whoever else at this point. That he goes at the merge, like makes it to the merge, but goes fairly early just because he's a big name in Survivor. Yeah. He's a threat. So I will say merge. And apparently, I don't know, whoever the last two are going to be my final threes.
Jack, your pick.
Love Wendell. Wendell's a fun guy to watch. Great strategic player. Very social, has a great social game. He's either going to, I mean, I can't see him winning because he's not someone you'd want to go to the finals with. He's too likable. So I'm going to say, I'll say merge.
I'm going to go, it's either pre-merge or final three for me. Likelihood of that.
You think if he makes the merge, he goes to the end?
I don't know. It's just, it's so hard for me to envision any of the big names, like the, you know, best, some of the best players ever being allowed to hang around that long. And I think I got to go pre-merge.
Who do you think that if he could make it, who do you think his Dom would be? His like buddy.
But
that's
so unique, like the way he got there, like splitting the votes. It was a tie vote at the tribal, and
we saw the whole narrative about partnerships. Is JT playing this time around?
He is not.
So okay, no. So we just wasted time on Steven and JT. Not that I didn't appreciate it.
Yeah, you went. Oh, look at them! It's so cute.
I did make that comment, but we had winners.
Season 41 should be biggest criers.
See anything
but
about.
The 40 retrospective was not. Hey, let's dig into the cast of season 40. It
they
was a retrospective of 40.
Interviewed only the winners who were on the beach before.
Because they had the B-roll footage.
Still.
I mean, you're just so bitter over there.
I'm not bitter.
All right, I'm saying pre-merge for Wendell. Next up, someone who had one of the best kind of stories, or I guess one of the most touching stories, Adam Klein.
Oh, I love Adam.
Whether or not that was a really good game player, just had a really, you know, heart-wrenching story. He did end up winning.
Millennials versus Gen X?
Yes, Millennials versus Gen X, season 33. Jack, you get to go first.
I'm going to say pre-merge.
Ooh.
He's very strategic. And if they want, I mean, those are the guys you got to worry about. And those, and he wasn't great at the challenges. So I'm going to say he's pre-merge.
Because he's not great at the challenges, I think he at least makes it to the merge. So Colleen, what's your thoughts here on Adam?
I also think he's going to be pre-merge. And I think that he's going to be looked at for his story and his ability to get along with people. And he is very smart, too. So I think that he's going to be an early target.
All right. Next up.
Remember that time that Adam listened to our show and tweeted at us?
I don't.
I do. I'm not just saying that I love him because I remember that moment.
I remember that, but I can't
remember
what he said.
I forgot about it until right now. But I think he's going to be pre-merge because he's a threat. The end. I'm done.
All right.
What did he say? I remember that, but I can't remember what he said.
We had joked about how he was going to go out at the very beginning, so he tweeted us with like a winky face, like, oh, so you think I'm going to go early or something like that? I was like, oh, damn. Nobody ever pays attention to us.
All right.
Well,
next.
I guess we were wrong.
Yeah. I think I actually did go back and like re-at him that same tweet and be like, oops, sorry, like at the end.
All right. Next up is a fan favorite winner, Yule, from Survivor Cook Islands. Been a minute since we've seen him. But back here with all the winners, I have the first pick here. I think he's going to be pre-merge. It's been a minute, Yule. I don't know if he'll be able to quickly get back to the pace of the game. Colleen, your pick.
I think he goes to the merge.
Merge, okay. And Jack.
I think that Yule might be the merge boot, actually.
Merge boot?
I think so. I'm not going to put money on that, but I will put that in parentheses next to my merge thing.
Boot. No money. No tallies. You sure about that?
I know. We're all playing it so close to the chest this time.
Yeah, nobody's swinging for the fences here. Jack.
I think he makes merge, but like Colleen just said, I think once the it depends on who's left, because again, he's one of those guys you don't want to go to the finals with. So I'm going to say merge.
Do you think merge boot? You want to do a side wager of some sort?
No, because he could win a challenge. So I'm going
to. All right. Next up is, you know, truly a fan favorite. Everyone loves this player. Really, everyone's pulling for her. Sarah. Lacina. Is it Lacina? Lacina?
Lacina. Sarah Lacina.
Sarah Lacina.
The winner of Survivor Lacina. Game Changers. We were all wondering what game she changed beforehand, but it happened. I know. Who? She actually, there's a very big fan. There's a big fan base within the community from my understanding of Sarah. So.
Oh, really?
I will keep my snarky comments to myself.
Colleen, you get to pick first.
Oh, I think she's pre-merge because that's wishful thinking.
All right.
I'm not a big Sarah fan. I'm sure she's a lovely person in real life, but I can't complain though. We saw something from her.
Jack, your pick.
I don't have any hate for her, but I think she's pre-merge.
Not a big fan, and they do the cast interviews and stuff like that, and they all pick who they think the first one's going to be voted out. Every single one.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
Every single one except for Sarah had her down.
It was like Sarah and like one other person had Sarah down as their first person out.
it was almost everybody. Yeah. Almost every single player.
Yeah. We went through Dalton Ross's thing the other day.
Picked her that she was going to be one that was voted out first. So. I think she's in front of a lot of people's crosshairs for
Yeah,
sure.
Just going through the Dalton's Twitter right now, we have Sophie, Parvati, Kim, who else? Michelle. They all said Sarah first. And then you got a couple of Sandras and a couple of Boston Robs, which is, you know, to be expected, and two Nick Wilsons randomly, which is funny because Nick Wilson put Jeremy, and Jeremy put Nick Wilson. So cool.
All right, next up is winner of the first All Star season, and that is Amber Mariano. Who was my favorite player when she first came in season two?
Wait, did we all put pre-merge for Sarah?
We did. We all put pre-merge. Winner of Survivor All-Star season
eight. I think Amber was everyone's favorite player season two.
I loved her. She was just awesome.
Not serious. I think everyone loved her.
But now she is back. And it's kind of cool. It's a great Survivor story. And back with her husband playing, which I think is really neat, really interesting.
Yeah, I loved her in the retrospective where she was like, the chance to sit at the final three and beat my husband a second time? I'm in.
So, I'd be curious to see what her gameplay would be, because no offense to her, but I feel like Rob was the one that was orchestrating a lot of that. But, you know, maybe that means she can kind of fly under the radar and make some moves. So,
yeah,
be curious to see, you know, she's watched her husband play a few more times after she won. And I'm sure he's given her a lot of ideas as well.
He wrote a book.
It would be hard to see people make the same mistake they made with the two of them the first time where, you know, they didn't, you know, split them up.
They're not going to let them lock it down this time
around.
Yeah,
exactly. So we know
they're a couple now.
question. Okay, hypothetical, right? Maybe this could be a side bet, okay? Can we do a side bet? Because this is probably something that's never going to happen. But what if the final three ended up being Rob, Amber, and Sandra? Who would you guys go for?
I guess Sandra, well, if she made it.
It depends on who played the best game.
That's true.
Okay, but who would you guess out of the three of them would play the best game that could make... Like, this is the reason why we do these preview shows. We don't know who plays the best game. We still guess who we think is going to go where.
Again, I don't think people want to give Sandra a third title.
But do they want to give any of them?
I don't think people want to give Rob a second title. His ego's big enough. So I think Amber would win it.
Yeah, I think Amber wins the game. But
really?
I could see Rob winning just because Rob... There's... At least there's a bit of an asterisk next to his win since he went with a bunch of like
unqualified
players. But in fairness, you know, Russell Hance also was on a tribe with a bunch of newbies. So,
well, those newbies
he didn't win.
Well, those newbies threw their challenge to get Russell out, which killed their tribe.
Yeah. Okay, so Jack says Rob. Who do you say?
I say
no. I said Amber.
You said Amber. Sorry. Do you say Rob then, Jay?
Sure.
And then I'll say Sandra because this is a fun hypothetical because I think that at that point you default to reverence and respect and you respect the queen and you bend the knee and you give her the third win. And that is a scenario that is literally never going to happen. I genuinely think that either Rob is going first or Amber is going first because they want to break that up right away.
Colleen, you aren't up first. Jack, what is your pick? Pre-merge, merge, or final three?
I would have to think. I mean, I'm shocked that everyone – voted for Sarah as the first person voted out because either Amber or Rob, you have to get them out.
Right.
Say one of them goes to final three and you leave one for the jury. Well, who's that person going to vote for?
Yeah. Exactly.
Right. So it's, I would say Amber is depending if Rob goes first, then she could make the merge. But if she doesn't, then I think Amber goes. So I'm going to say pre-merge.
According to According to Dalton Ross, Sarah Lucina would vote Amber out first. Ben would vote Boston Rob. Tony Vlachos would vote Boston Rob. And Wendell would vote Boston Rob out. So Rob's got a tough pre-merge.
It's a huge, like I said, Sandra and Rob have huge targets on their back.
Not Sandra and Rob and Amber because.
Amber because she's tied to. It's almost unfair to have them playing in the same game.
I see why you would think it is unfair, but I also think that it's unfair to them as well because they're willing.
I'm saying it's unfair to them because.
But they're also willing to do that, knowing that they've got an automatic alliance built in if they get far enough.
I mean, sure, they're getting paid. They're making money, so.
Yeah, right. They have four young children. They're getting the best vacation of all.
I don't know how well the book did, so I don't, you know.
Doesn't matter. The book was like 5 years ago at this point. It's time for another vacation. So, okay, who goes first here, Jack? What do you think?
I already said pre-merge.
You say pre-merge. Okay.
All right. My pick, I'm going to say, I'm going to say merge. And Colleen, what are you saying?
I want to say merge because I also really like Amber, but I think you're right. You know what? I think that Rob has a harder uphill battle. And if they want to cut the head off the snake, they get rid of one of them. They're going to get rid of Rob because then Amber is a free agent without Rob. And yeah, so I'm also going to say that she makes the merge. I think that she could even make the final three. I genuinely do.
She's a dark horse final three.
If they kick Rob out pre-merge, I think that Amber could make the final three.
In fact,
how many are left? Jay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. So there's seven left. Okay, I'll still say merge, but I want to on the record that I do think that she can make.
She was one of my final three picks, but I have somebody else in mind for my final three. But next up, Boston Rob. I'm going first.
Okay, no wait. I'm gonna change. I'll do it then. I'll say she's final three.
Okay.
And now Rob is next.
Boston Rob, I get to pick first. Love you. Boston Rob played four times. Was also a mentor. What the fuck is that?
Mentor.
But yeah, I think everybody's gonna be gunning for him. I think he's pre-merge. Would love to see him win it though. I love Boston Rob. He's great TV. Colleen, your pick.
Pre-merge. Explained it all right above.
Jack.
Yeah, I get it. He's great TV, but he's got to have a huge target on his back. So I'm going to say pre-merge.
Maybe the tooth fairy, the idol fairy, will visit under his pillow.
Well, every challenge will be a puzzle challenge.
Yeah, right.
All right. Next up here. Maybe again, top. Could easily be one of my top players of all time.
Could have easily won it twice.
Should have won it twice. But there was a bitter jury, but she played the best season of Heroes versus Villains.
Poverty,
Shallow.
Oh my God, don't. Please don't do that. Please don't. Oh my God, please don't. Just stop. Just stop.
Three-time player, winner of Fans versus Favorite, should have been winner of Heroes versus Villains. But Colleen, you get to go first.
Pre-merge.
Dang.
I like Parvati.
I really like Parvati.
I'm jealous that she played Survivor like 8 months after having a baby and looked spectacular. That is like living the dream right there. But and mad respect to her for doing that. But like she's like Boston Rob. She is just too dangerous. But as we saw on the retrospective this past week, it pretty much ended with her saying, "You need to believe that you can achieve the impossible, and that's how you're going to achieve it." So maybe that was a subtle clue, like we're going to go back and watch, like when they're about to announce, you know, her like winner's montage thing after she wins, like you have to believe you can achieve the impossible. Because I think that for them to let Parvati get past the merge is like the impossible, because she's so freaking great at this game, that she's so good at it, that she's so dangerous. But I don't think scrolling through Dalton Ross's feed, I don't see anybody saying that they want to get Parvati out, so that's pretty cool.
So where's your pick again? Pre-merge?
I'm still saying pre-merge, because she's so dangerous, but I hope she makes it as far as, you know, we can go. I'm just saying.
Jack, what do you got?
She definitely makes the merge.
All right,
so I'm gonna give her the merge.
I'm gonna use my last final three, and this maybe is hopeful thinking.
Kind of like how I'm saving my last final three for Tony Vlachos, who is absolutely not getting anywhere near the final three.
But I think she's just a badass player. Challenge can win a challenge. Just like plays a great mental game.
She's so good. She's great, probably great one social of the best game. Person yeah. to ever play this game.
Yeah, I would agree.
Why these other people who know how to win the game, I know some asterisks, can't let her get that far. You think Boston Rob is not going to go the first day? Poverty, we got to get an alliance and then vote her out.
But Poverty's not dumb. She won't fall for that kind
She's
of crap.
She's not dumb. No. I mean,
that's where if I was Poverty, this is the game I would play, is I would go after all the people that are the asterisk winners and be like, you know, Michelle and
keep the shields around.
Yeah, I think she has an angle at Final Three and to win. If I had to pick my winner's pick today, it would be Poverty. I don't know why. I got a feeling. But
I got a feeling.
Someone who is also lethal, downright lethal, played one of the most perfect seasons of Survivor, Kim Spradlin.
Oh, I love her so much.
It was a boring season because of how in control she was of that game.
I just want to point out that we always say how much it was a boring season, because while watching it was. But we had a joke when I was doing the Tribe podcast. We had a joke that you couldn't ever let an episode recap go by without bringing up a gameplay something that happened during Survivor One World.
I know. It's not.
So we kept always went back to. Well, it's kind of like how in One World, when this happens, we always joked about it. Like, for such a boring season, it sure gave us a lot.
it did, but I think it just goes like she was just in control for so long in that game that there was no drama to it. And there was drama, but the actual gameplay is no drama because she was just so in the driver's seat.
Colton with the drama of quitting.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And they let him back on.
Remember, it was it Matt, the lawyer that got kicked off first, who was like the rooster? And then, yeah, there was this whole...
But, Jack, you get to pick first.
And Tarzan and the poop. What was the poop?
I don't know.
Yeah, I thought it was a boring season because, again, you like to see the strategy at the end. And it just, everyone just kept, every week, it's like, you got to vote Kim out. Nope, she didn't get voted out again. Oh, she didn't get voted out again. Oh, Kim won? Shocker. I say she's pre-merge.
Ooh, pre-merge. All right. I'm going to say merge. She was another one of my, like, great players that could make it to Final Three just because she was such a great player, and I know the good players will know, but I think the good players will also be focused on the more outspoken players. And she could kind of play that to her advantage. But I think she does have a big target on her back. And I'd love to see her make it merge because she's a great player. Colleen, your pick.
So remember when Fishbag was on for Second Chances and I was literally anxious every week? Okay. So I feel like Kim is going to be my literally anxious every week person to come back because I really love her and I don't want her legacy to get tarnished at all. But that being said, I agree with Jack that she's going to have such a target on her back that how do you let somebody that is so smart get far in the game? So I also think that she's pre-merge.
All right, pre-merge. You did it. You did it to your own favorite. All right, next up is the Malcolm killer.
Denise
Stapley. Therapist, certified sex therapist. I believe I am up first. I think she makes it merge. I think she could easily make it merge. She's a good player that doesn't have, again, probably the name recognition that some of the other ones do where people are going to be going after him, but she's a really solid player. So I'm going to say merge. Colleen, you're up next.
I also think that she makes the merge.
She's another Final Three threat for me. But Jack.
She was the one that I didn't remember as a winner.
Yes.
What did she win? Who was she with? I think because she had there were much bigger personalities in her season than her.
Yeah, because there was Lisa Welch, Malcolm, Penner, and Mike Welcher,
whatever her name is. Yeah. Well, there was just so I go, oh, that's right. I go, I remember her, but I can't remember. When I looked, I go, she won. So I think that most of the survivors are gonna be like me, she won. And go, I'll give her, she makes the merge.
So merge for all of us.
All right, merge. Next up, and it's nice that it has worked out this way because Tony Vlachos, a fan favorite. Loved watching his first season, and then his second season was like a shooting star.
Yeah, do you remember how awesome that like that first hour where like he and Sandra teamed up and we're like, oh my god, everybody, it's happening, this is gonna be the best, and then they turned on each other and Sandra
within, like,
won
5 minutes.
Yeah, we were like, oh, okay, it's happening, this is crazy. So yeah.
But Colleen, you get to pick first.
Is he the last one?
No, he's not.
How many more?
There's two more after.
We got two.
We have two more after this.
Who are the two left?
Nick Wilson and Ethan.
Oh man, I love me some Ethan, but I have been waiting to. I think Tony is gone like super early, but I gotta have to put him in my final three. Just you know.
Oh wow!
I gotta do it.
Wow. No chance in hell. I'm willing to bet.
I know here is literally.
Oh, wait. Jack wants a side bet. What are you side betting here?
I will bet 5 tallies that he does not make the final.
Whoa.
Oh, I don't think he's going to make the final three either, to be honest. But I don't know. I know. He's going out
well,
pre-merge.
Colleen,
let's be honest. He's going out pre-merge. But
do you want to take up Jack on that bet?
Sure.
Well, no. Here's the thing.
I am literally like acknowledging that Jack is right. He is no way in hell he's gonna make the final three. There's no way in hell he's gonna make the third episode of the season.
Let me just do the
odds
here.
He's so great to watch.
He is. So, it's not quite an even bet because the chances of him not making the final three are very high. So Jack betting five here is not very risky. To you, it's far more risky, Colleen. So I
will
say,
because I could literally be negative five after the first episode.
I know. So this is what I will make, and if you both agree to it, this will be the bet. So, Jack, if you win, you'll get five tally points. If if you win, or you'll get one tally point, and if Colleen wins, she gets five tally points.
Nah, that's not worth it for me to bet.
No,
that's a stupid bet on my part. I mean, I guarantee you one, but what if you?
Yeah, I mean, it's an easy one for you, and it's a very risky five for Colleen.
She doesn't lose.
No
five.
Easy 1 point.
No, I don't lose five.
She
I
loses
gain
one.
Just lose one. She I would loses... only gain one, so it's not. Nah, it's not worth it.
Okay, all right, Jack, your pick here.
Tony's a one-trick pony. I mean, he's got. I mean, anybody who's watched him play, he plays the same. I mean, he's the one that backstabs Sander right from the start, right? So yeah. It's like he. Anyone playing this game knows who can't I trust? Oh, I can't trust Tony.
Yeah.
So there's no chance he makes the merge. There's no way. Yeah. Like I said, his first season was great because he was able to lie and cheat and do all that stuff because no one really knew his game, and then he was able to get what was it?
Woo.
He got Woo to give him $1 million. So yeah,
and
there's
that was
no
Cass's game to lose Cass. At that point. Yeah,
Cass is a one trick pony. She's a destroyer. So you know her game.
I love Cass.
Even if he came in with a different style and said, "Oh, I'm going to be the trustworthy guy," you can't trust him because you've seen him twice be untrustworthy. So no, he's pre merge.
Yeah, you're right. He could be the first one out. Like, there's a very good chance that he could be the first one out. Unless he pisses so many people off that they're like, Philip Shepherd him.
He could be Philip Shepherd.
He couldn't be the GOAT because Philip Shepherd was loyal to Rob. This guy, he's loyal to nobody. And you can't have somebody like that. It's like having Debbie. Who, you know, Aubrey had to cut her loose and it cost her the game but she couldn't have her in there because she's all over right. the place.
Yeah, true.
So,
because it might not have cost her the game because Debbie being in there might have eventually cost her the game with people that are all over the place. You literally just, you'd never know. You can't rein them in.
All right.
Tony's out. You just can't trust him.
Home stretch. Nick Wilson. Jack, you're up first.
I think people are going to see him as not a threat. He's very smart, very good social game. But remember, it's his first season. He was almost the first one out.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Had a bit of luck on his side.
Didn't he go looking for an idol or something like that? Or he was lazy around the camp or something. It was something. But I'm going to say maybe pre-merge.
Okay. I'm going to say pre-merge as well. Not one of my favorite winners. Sorry, bro. Pre-merge. Colleen.
I think Nick can make the merge. I don't see him.
All right.
Unless he's like the person that people, you know, are like, you're an easy get out person. But wait, where you guys all said pre-merge for Tony, right?
Yeah, pre-merge, yeah.
Except for me. I was like, let's do this. Let Philip Shepherd this be. And Jack, you had Denise for merge, right?
Yes.
Okay. So the next one, Ethan, the final one. I wish I could have saved, I should have saved my final three for him because I think that there's a really good chance that Ethan makes it to the end because he's so wonderful.
Colleen, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you a plus five regardless
because
if Tony.
Because I picked Tony?
Yeah.
Okay.
If he gets it, no. Jack doesn't win or lose anything, but I'm going to give you a plus five because it's impossible. And if it does.
It's literally Babe Ruth pointing to the thing.
I literally have no problem with that. If it happens and these other 19 survivors aren't the best survivor players of all time.
Because. Yeah, if it does happen, you deserve more than just one tally point because it's just so
This
insane.
Is final three, right?
Final three okay. for Tony. All right, Ethan.
Okay.
You know, I could see him being final three. I could see him winning this because
he's so great.
He's got a great story. He's a great player. It's been a while since he's played. It's been since All-Stars.
That's but, like 18 years or something crazy. I don't know math, but it seems close enough.
I don't know any of that maths.
That math is new to me.
But I'm going to say merge for Ethan. Colleen, what do you got?
I'm going to say merge for sure. I would, you know, if I hadn't made my big old grand final three, Tony, Ethan would actually legitimately be my final three.
Jack, what do you got?
I love Ethan. I think he's a great player. Likeable cancer survivor. Good all around good guy from everything we've heard. So yeah, he definitely makes the merge. He could win it.
Yeah.
He could win it.
It'd be neat to see the old timers kind of team up and get rid of the youngins.
Right.
Maybe it's just the old school fan in me.
Could you see that?
It really depends on how they have them separated and how the merges work.
But it's not the old school fan in you. It's the old school fan in literally the like Survivor Twitter base. No, I'm not kidding. I think if there was an old school versus new school alliance and the old school prevailed, it would legitimately save Survivor.
Ethan was the third winner, right? He won the third round?
Yes. Africa.
Because you don't have anyone from the first, second, or fourth.
We have Amber. We have no winners fourth. From second. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Wait, who?
You had Richard Hatch, Tina, and Ethan.
Ethan, then the dog. Was it Greg? Person, right?
The used car salesman.
Oh. Anyway, I know it's controversial that Richard wasn't there. I get why they did it, but... it would have been cool to see.
You can't take any chances.
Oh, Vesepia won season four. Duh.
Vesepia.
Wait, why wasn't she invited back? Maybe she was.
Maybe she didn't want to. Oh, Vesepia.
And so the fifth one was the
that
who's
was
the
Brian
car salesman?
Brian was the fifth season.
That was Brian.
Brian. That's who it was. But he wasn't asked back because there was issues with him.
Anyway.
Yeah.
That is it for this pre-season episode of Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. You can give us a call at 385-309-0311 or send an email to survivorjjc@gmail.com.
We will be back after the premiere episode.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, so send us an email. It just occurred to me, because I'm out of shape, that maybe I should just check the email and make sure that there's no email.
Well, it's going to be read next week because we're already over an hour. And
is turned into a pumpkin, but no, there are no new emails, probably because we didn't tell anybody we were doing this. So
you can get your feedback in for this week's premiere episode. Hashtag Jay's last season. It's happening, people. Season 40
unless
of Survivor.
Unless Wendell wins.
Unless Wendell or Jeremy or Parker.
I say you should have, if Michelle wins. You should have to do another season.
No, if she, I'm definitely out.
Yeah, Jay is calling it now. He's out. What if Tony wins? Tony would be a great season loader.
I think it's for you to retire on.
All right, I've achieved everything.
All right. We'll see you guys this Wednesday. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye. Arrivederci.